Wait just one second. Let me excuse me just a second. Excuse me just a second. I want to talk to Secretary Floyd. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
First, I think one thing you should consider is that it be assumed that Bill Wirtz is going to be head of the new department if you put these fellas in as acting. And I don't know the situation, whether that's good or bad, but I think many people will get that impression. The second thing is that I think if you put them in as acting, that you're almost dictating that the Commerce Department will be in caretaker status. And I don't know whether that's good or bad. The third thing is that I think you ought to figure on the value of an appointed secretary trying to work himself out of a job, which these fellows would obviously have to do if you were to put them in the office in any event. They'd have to work hard to make the consolidation go through and pair that with the benefit of just having them in as acting secretary, which indicates that obviously you expect the consolidation to go through.
I really don't, though. I think it's pretty well dead. That's my judgment. I don't believe that business is going to get very enthusiastic about it. I know labor's not. I've met with them. And they all quoted themselves to Connor as being friendly and Califano. But when you get down below it, they follow the Chamber of Commerce and NAM. The membership Congress has not responded very well. And labor unions, some of them are rather vicious. So I think it'll be dead pretty well in 30 days.
Well, if it's dead...
Then I'm hung with an oil man that I don't want.
Yes.
As Secretary of Commerce.
Yes.
A man I don't know. And for a period, I've got a problem of a great changeover. You follow me?
Yes.
And that's what worries me. If I thought the thing would go through, I don't think it'd make any difference. If I thought it had a 50% chance to go through, I think you could do it. But I sure don't want to be asking a fellow to resign after he worked for me 3 or 4 months.
Oh, I can understand that.
And I don't think it'd look good on him. I think it looks much better for a man to just say, we're going to be a caretaker. We're transferring here over to transportation. They're going to be organized. We're going to see what the Congress does. And once the Congress acts, then we'll need a secretary if it turns it down. If we don't, we won't need one.
Well, I think under the circumstances, your only choice really is to put them in as acting.
Well, I want to consider it. I think all these 3 points are good to you. Good to consider, and I think we've got to consider it over the weekend. I believe I'm going to wait and think about it, and I want you to think about it if anything else comes up. What is your evaluation over the long pull? Would you want to name these folks to these respective jobs on a permanent basis if you were in my place between you and me?
Mr. President, I think my answer would be yes to the undersecretary and no to the secretary.
Well, I think that's considered. And I think that's the way they acted yesterday. That was my reaction. The secretary feels that he's not up to it physically and that he ought to get out in due time, and he just served notice, very frankly, that he needed to and wanted to. But he wanted to do what he could to help in the interim.
Well, he's a very fine man. Casting off on him at all, but I think that he is not the man you would want.
Well, now, will you look around and see who we might want?
Yes, sir.
I think the man I'd like to have is a Percy type of fella that is a young appearing, a Frank Stanton type of fella that has the confidence of the business community, that is a eloquent spokesman for them, that is aware of the 20th century.
Well, there's some good men in the country, and I'll give some thought to it and make some recommendations to you.
One of the men that attracted me more than anybody I've seen lately is this head of the American Stock Exchange, who's become the new president of Wesleyan University. Have you ever met him?
Yes, sir. He's a tremendously able man.
Do you have that impression of him?
Yes.
Say, you really sold yourself yesterday. Ain't nobody can ever put a glove on you. There's four damn women. And your knowledge and your judiciousness, and I just know I heard it all evening, so maybe an hour or two was worth it. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bye, sir.